her students are being taught in classrooms of sizes of 49 square metres. And the current standard classroom being built today is 80 square metres.
Wow.
They're also being taught in overcrowded areas such as corridors, storerooms. One storeroom has now been converted into a full-time classroom. We had one small hall that would be classed as a recreation area, which the children used to be able to use for on rainy days for PE. That currently is holding four support teachers teaching a number of students at any one time. So it's divided into four by just small partitions. We have 219 pupils accessing a small number of toilets, one, two, on different areas of the school. They have no running warm water. We have 33 staff, and that doesn't include visiting staff like nurses and educational support staff. And they have one bathroom. So 33 permanent staff with one bathroom. We were awarded two modular classrooms last year. One is a mainstream classroom and one is an autism classroom. Now, while this was welcomed, it actually ate into our very sparse recreation area.
Mm-hmm.
We have no grass area for the children to play on. Breaks have to be staggered. When the children are allowed out, they're playing on rough tarmac. So you can imagine kids playing football. There are daily falls, daily tears, daily splits, daily cuts. There is no space to move any more accommodation of classrooms onto our area, given the fact that we are already cramped and the recreation space that they have outside is virtually non-existent.